Welcome everybody to Dueling Sorcerers. My name is Stacey Broadwell. I'll be your host for today's show. Dueling Sorcerers shows that there is more than one way to source for talent. We share our screens and we source for talent live. So please join in the chat. If everybody would mind just saying where you're from, maybe what type of recs that you're working on, and then we will go ahead and start the show. I'd like to introduce our first guest, Sandra Feldman. Welcome to the show, Sandra.
Hello, everyone. I just go ahead with sharing my tech stack here. I just recently actually started putting together, those start me pages, right? And actually, it's quite fun when you're like thinking, what are you using? And then you're like, hell, I do use quite a lot. And you never think really about it. Some things you never use as much, you know. But then again, there are other things, you know, that you use nearly every day. So that's really fun. So I'm trying to copy and paste it in here, but I'm not really sure if I...
Sandra, this is not your first time on the show. You were on our show in November. You were also part of the Ultimate Sourcing Rumble that we have every December. So, I mean, certainly this is not your first time in the ring.
No, I think it's the third time even, isn't it? I've been two times, right? With Brendan.
That's right. And if anybody would like to see any of the past shows, we do record all the Dueling Sorcerers shows. You can go to techrecruit.io/members. It's right there on the members tab at techrecruit.io. Click on that and join the members hub. You can watch all of our previous shows and all of Sandra's past demos of all the cool tools that she's using. So welcome back to the show. I also want to introduce Greg Hawks to the show. Returning champion, actually one of the founding members of the Dueling Sorcerers show. We are so excited to have you. Always welcome. Greg Hawks, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I mean, and it's just, it feels like there's a great renaissance with everything going on with AI right now. I mean, it's just now, you know, people were talking about ChatGPT last year. Now there's Gemini and Bard being incorporated into things. And every time I come up with any kind of search tool, it seems like this chat bot technology is being incorporated. So really people are complaining, like you may not be able to site search LinkedIn anymore, but there's going to be like 12 different other ways to search it. So, I mean, and I'm always learning. I'm always learning from you guys. I'm always learning from what's out there, all the emerging technologies. And that's one of the reasons I put Sourcing IRL together, so that I could not only learn, but people can see my thought process. So, but yeah, I think Sandra and I, we have a high interest in AI, and we had already talked a little bit about, you know, some of the tools that are out there. It's just, I mean, like you don't even need to program anymore for a lot of this stuff. You can combine applications a lot easier than what you used to. So really excited to be back and talk about some of this stuff.
Yeah, I totally agree here with Greg, because just a couple of weeks ago, even the last time I went on, this show here, I'm like, well, you have to use several steps, you know, to maybe hyper-personalize an outreach, right? And now it's just two clicks away, right? Including ChatGPT or any other system into, you know, your whole show of outreach. So again, today, surprise, it's all going to be a lot about outreach stuff, and I'm digging a lot more about this whole AI thing in outreach and employer branding, which is usually also part of sourcing these days. And just a recent mind game I had was, what happens if we create AI corporate influencers, right? So that is kind of like a thought I was having recently, which is kind of fun, because also a few of the Midjourney's of this world introduced the feature of creating avatars or pictures that you where not only the style is the same, but also the characters can stay the same, you know? So you have then different settings, but the characters stay the same. I will talk about this at SourceCon a little bit more. because you can include well, kind of a brand ambassador / corporate influencer in your outreach game much more. And use AI for this, you know?
And I actually want to bring up an AI that I learned from you and your coworker, Ben. How do you say his last name? Clarkey? I think that's his name. How do you say his last name? But he showed me Notion AI, okay? And or Notion.so, okay? And basically what he did around the whole branding is he built these company brochures that you could click on a link or you could add to like a signature. And I've actually incorporated that into every one of my emails. I have that listed on my signature now. So if people can look at my signature, they can click into the link and see more about my company. This is actually something that I can show because for whatever reason, I can't show you the actual public view, but I can show you the developer's view. And this goes back into AI being super smart because literally I used to spend a week building a website. Okay. Like you'd have to code it. You'd have to drag things down and stuff. And this thing is super, super smart. You can drop a link down from a YouTube channel that you don't own and it pulls up a preview. You can add text pretty easily. I mean, this took me like 30 minutes to do at my daughter's cheer practice. It's crazy. Okay. Like I did this all on my phone. All right. So absolutely love this. I have a list of hot jobs on LinkedIn. People that will get an email from me, whether it's an outreach email, they can go click into all of this and get much more information about my company and what we do. And this is such a great idea. And I'm so glad I was introduced to this because like this is something that I can build for my own YouTube channel, not to shamelessly plug myself, but tell people what it's all about. I've got a top 10 videos, you know, so this is really intuitive. I can add like pictures and like this is part of my background. So, I mean, it's really cool and it looks very crisp and professional looking. Not some of the pictures on here.
I totally agree with you, Greg. And do you know what? I work with a lot of startups, you know, and what a lot of people don't know that you can actually buy templates for Notion, you know, so uh-huh. pre-built templates that you can use. And a lot of the startups and even mid-sized companies that I work with, surprise here, they have no ATS, right? And people are like, how do you even work? And they're like with Excel sheets, you know, or I have like folders in my email folder, you know? And you're like, how, you know? And there are even Notion templates for creating an ATS with this, you know? So this is just for the low budget because a template for an ATS with Notion costs just $5, right? This is your whole investment, you know? But it's so much more, so much better, you know, than having nothing at all. And I mean, I don't know who has worked in a startup before, but that's a real struggle that people just don't even have the money to invest into an ADS, you know, and still find it hard to cope with all the different candidates and stuff, you know, and the messaging and whatever, you know, and even the stages, you know, but I mean,
Fortunately, not to cut you off, but fortunately, I think a lot of the messaging apps out there, they're starting to incorporate that. They're starting to incorporate ATS type of functions. I know Jim is kind of expensive, but that's one that's really impressed me as far as the tracking function. Tracking function is a big part of that. So may not be a full ATS, but if you can see the messaging and especially if you could set like drip campaigns and marketing campaigns with multiple stages. That's more and more I'm starting to see that. Even LinkedIn has that now. LinkedIn has that in Recruiter to where you could send a follow-up message. And that was one of the best enhancements I've ever seen, because, you know, how many times you get a LinkedIn message and you don't check it, right? Well, if you can send a secondary one a week later or something, you're going to have that much more engagement. So it's not, it's what we always talk about. It's not engaging them and then stopping. It's about engaging and re-engaging and reeling people in. Sometimes it takes me 2 weeks and 5 phone calls to catch somebody, but it's about catching them, right?
Yeah, so, right.
However AI and however technology can help us do that, that's great. So what kind of solution are you using if you have a small company or a startup company and they're looking for something to track? What are some of the tools that you've used or you've recommended? Well, you said Notion has templates, right?
Yeah, they do have templates for that. That would be really the low budget kind of thing, you know. I think with Notion you can build so many things. So for example, recently I talked to the founder of Poetry HR, and this is like a knowledge management base for everything recruiting, where you can store everything recruiting related, employer branding related. And he admitted, like, of course you can build everything like that in Notion. I built something similar for our scale up with Google Sheets. That was okay too. No, it wasn't Google Sheets. Sorry, it was Google Sites. Sorry. But of course, if you have a professional tool and you want to work professional, that's obviously a match, right? But
do you have an example of a template, or can you show the audience, you know, how you would go in and find those templates? Just so they can kind of see.
Those are Notion official, actually, even. That's okay. The great thing. Yeah, so they're sponsored by Notion. So you would have like subcontractors that are verified by Notion. And you would just Google like this and this template, Notion. And you would go on the official Notion side already. So that's... Yeah.
So I'll share my screen again, because again, they let me do the presenter view. The templates are right here. Gosh, I'm making it more complicated than it needs to be. Click on templates.
Oh, yeah, I see the comment by Srinivasa. Sorry, I'm always bad with names, but I hope I did this right. So she built also something with Google Sites. Yeah, Google Sites is great. It's also super intuitive once you get a little bit into it. But I'd say the options you do have with Notion are so much bigger. But still, if you want to start with Google Sites, yeah. Srini, okay, that's more easy for me.
Okay, I'm going down a rabbit hole because I see org chart and it builds an org chart diagram. This is great. Like, look at all these templates.
Yes. It's like an open source kind of thing. So everyone can build those templates and sell them, you know, but there's also the official Notion side. You can sell them, buy them from, you know, but yeah, there's so much more, right?
lots and lots of potential here. I'm not going to go down this rabbit hole.
It is a rabbit hole. And suddenly you start to track your daily routines and your fitness with it. And
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Sorry.
I downloaded that template and then I stopped because I was just like, okay, it's nice, but I'm not using it. But yeah, there's a lot you can do with this.
AI sales outreach email. That's probably, yeah, that's something that we can use for outreach. Yeah. So there's lots to explore here.
I was even tempted to build like a CRM with it. And that's obviously one of the major reasons why you would use something like Notion. However, I am now using Breakcold, which is probably very interesting for anyone who's very active on LinkedIn, because it has a great LinkedIn integration. where it shows you the posts of your leads also, and you can interact with those posts directly through Breaker also. It's quite a nice CRM, but yeah, that's another part, you know.
Yeah, and yeah, look, we have a people directory here. This is just a template, this is a sample, but you could build out, yeah, there's a lot of things you could do with this. Not only from the HR recruiting perspective, but just in general. Another low budget AI that I've used for messaging is Woodpecker. Have you ever heard of Woodpecker CEO?
No, I'm not sure. I don't think so. No.
So this is for low budget drip campaigning. I've actually done a video on this. I did the free trial. A buddy of mine, Sean Hervey, actually told me about this one because he was using this for messaging. But it has built-in drip campaign functionality. I like it because it's low cost. It has a trial version, so you can test it out. It has things like A/B testing. So if you have like a list of emails that you're looking to reach out to, this is a good low cost option. And again, I love any tool that has a free trial. Okay. But I tested this. I mean, I have a live video on my YouTube page. And if I was working with smaller companies, especially if you have a small recruiting presence, and you don't have a lot of budget. I mean, the price is like $29, I think, a month. Okay. And you get 500 contacts. So pretty significant. And it does the automatic lookup and things like that. So if you don't have the budget for like a full Hire EZ or a full Seek Out or something like that, this is a great tool that you can use that doesn't break the bank, you know. So this, I like this because it didn't have the two-stage follow-up drip campaign, but you could write out three or four different messages and you could time it all, whether it was the cadence was 3 days or 4 days or 2 days or whatever. It had lots of options to do that. And the A/B testing, so you could send out various messages at the same time and see which ones do better. That's why I get so excited when we talk about some of the advancements that's happening right now. This is a small shop. I mean, they're not super huge, but with tools like this that exist with this type of technology, and you know, you see more and more about messaging becoming more and more important. That this type of stuff gets me excited because there's a lot of different options. Stacy, if you can share your screen, I also want to talk about Gemini. Have you used Gemini, Sandra?
No, not that much, honestly. No.
It's a lot like ChatGPT. Let me stop sharing my screen.
No, I've totally fallen into the ChatGPT rabbit hole, honestly.
It's the same thing.
You know, once I start to use one tool.
Would it be okay if Sandra did it? I have construction going on here and it could get noisy.
Okay, no, that's fine. Okay. If you've got people like building buildings and stuff. Sandra, sure. If you can.
Next door, yes.
If you search, you can hear it. She might have to sign into Gemini though, but
here we go.
If you go to Gemini and you have to sign in using a Gmail.
God, I have so many. Wow. Let me pick one.
Now we're gonna test out some stuff. Because I can't get in. I was literally using this. You're gonna like this too. Because the cool thing about Gemini.
I think I'm in already.
Okay. You go to click on chat with Gemini.
I hope you do see the right.
We do see. You see where it says chat with Gemini? It's a big chat with Gemini underneath.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Click on that. I'm clicking it for you, but I can't click for you.
All right. Chat with Gemini.
Yep.
Good. Got it. Oh, wait. What? Gemini isn't supported for this account. What?
It has to be a Gmail, I think. Do you have a Gmail?
Yeah, this is a Gmail. What? Your admin may not have enabled access to.
Okay. That's sometimes with live stuff, this happens. Don't worry about it. Gemini is a great alternative to ChatGPT. You don't have to share your screen now. Because it does the same sort of thing that ChatGPT does, except it pulls links, it pulls pictures, it's much more visual. and it gives you different options. So if you're if you're a ChatGPT nerd, that's great, but you can use the same prompts in Gemini. It'll get you some different results. It'll get you some different variations. So you know how we'll use Google to find a list of people, and then we'll use like DuckDuckGo to find a list of people, and then we'll use like Yahoo to find a list of people. It's the same sort of thing. I really like Gemini because it pulls direct links that you could click onto. As far as researching like jobs that I have no idea what I'm looking for, it helps shorten that time frame. So I would be Googling stuff for like 30 minutes to an hour in the past. This stuff brings me a short list. It doesn't bring me everything, but it brings me a short list in a couple seconds. So again, a great renaissance of information at our hands if we know how to utilize it right. I haven't really checked like some of the language translation features on it yet, but again, I'm still playing with it. So, and I know, and somebody mentioned Copilot too. Copilot is something I have on my phone. So it does the same sort of thing. So there's Copilot, Gemini, ChatGPT. Those are the three things that I'm seeing right now as far as prompt engineering or basically natural language processing. Ask the bot a question and then it gives you an answer. Those are the three things that I'm seeing right now. Surin Vasa said Claude. I haven't heard of Claude.
Okay, I got
Gemini. Oh, you got on. Okay, good.
Yeah, with another account now. So this is
so you see how it says enter a prompt there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you have a job that you're looking for, ask it, hey, where are the best sites to find blah 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 engineer or something like that?
Yeah, sure. So where do
let's drive it. We're gonna have you drive it.
What? Sorry?
What's a job you're looking for right now?
Customer success manager.
In what location? Say customer success Germany. Manager.
Where do I find a customer? Can I also say just a CSM? Will it understand? Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put whatever you want to in there.
Yeah, in Germany.
I love in Germany. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's test it globally. I love testing stuff globally.
So I just entered just that, right?
Yeah. So are you looking for a certified Scrum Master? Is that what it is?
No, this is a customer success manager. Okay, yeah. So I need to... Okay, I can edit the text here. Okay.
Yeah.
Customer success manager.
Yeah, CRM or CSM is something, I think that's something I see.
Yeah, it could have multiple meanings, right?
Okay, so, All right, it gives you a couple job sites, right? It got GermanyStartupJobs.com, Indeed.com. You see how it has the links in there? Well, I don't know what StepStone is. But again, it gives you direct links on where to go to find these people. And yeah. You may not have access to Indeed. You may not have access to StepStone, but like... At Germany Startup Jobs, I can see who's hiring for those types of positions, right? And you can reverse engineer it. So that's one of the things I really like is that you can click directly into those sites. Because if I was looking for this in Germany, I wouldn't know where to start. So
yeah, and StepStone is super relevant in Germany. So I can confirm that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And so it's not always about finding specific profiles, but if you can find the companies that are hiring for it. You can look them up on LinkedIn or whatever you have access to, right? Mm-hmm. So, and it can also help write things like job specs or rewrite job specs or rewrite postings or enter the prompt, translate this into German, for example. So if you're reaching a German audience, what do they read, right? They read and write in Germany, right?
Write into German. Let's see how it does. Well, yeah, it does good, I'd say.
I don't speak German, but I've used this because I have an audience in Poland. I did this once. So, I mean, again, like, it may not be perfect, but that's pretty damn smart, okay? Like, I think that's pretty awesome.
Right? Yeah, it does.
And if you're targeting an audience in Germany, what better way to have a job post or fill out a job post than in the language that, you know, they're in, right? So I recruit out of Canada a lot. So like, for example, I would send an English version and I would send a Canadian version or a French version, because a lot of people speak French in Canada, right? So target both audiences. You'd be twice as successful. Sure. Isn't that cool? And you could do the same thing.
That's totally cool. Yeah.
And so if you have a prompt in ChatGPT, I would say put it in Gemini and see what happens.
That's a great tool, Greg. I've really enjoyed using ChatGPT for all of our intake calls when we are working with any of our hiring managers. Probably some of the workflows we've done is taken a job description, copy and paste it, and put it in ChatGPT and ask for a summary of the top skill sets. Uh-huh. And then asking for intake questions when we're having the intake call with the hiring manager. And sometimes you'll get the questions that you generally would have, but other times there might be questions you hadn't even thought of to ask your hiring manager, such as KPIs or certain metrics that they may not have spoken on or touched on in the intake meeting. And then maybe even asking ChatGPT or even Gemini to write out some interview questions for the candidate when you're reviewing them. And then we found some stellar candidates, taking notes on them, put them together in a summary like you do when you're presenting them to your hiring manager, but then coupled it with the job description and the notes from your interview with the candidate, and ask ChatGPT to really highlight those as they're applicable to the job description, and see what it comes up with then. Oftentimes there's things that it will present to you that you're like, wow, that's gold. I hadn't even thought about the parallel between those two skill sets. I can't even do anything without ChatGPT now.
Oh, sorry. That's exactly how I feel. And I just recently started to use MetaView. So this is basically for recruiting, transcribing the whole interview. But then also summarizing it. And then it also has a built-in chatbot, basically a little bit like a mini ChatGPT, where you can ask more specific questions if the summary wasn't specific enough about some points, you know? So I have all those note-taking taken away from me, which is so nice. I can concentrate on the candidates so much more, which is awesome. But I love when ChatGPT really integrates with sites or, you know, interacts with the daily life you're doing. And this is one of the features I wanted to show today. So I might just switch to one of the tools I wanted to showcase. Oh, yeah,
absolutely. I want to learn some more from you. So I know you have a couple tools that you're talking
about. Are you going to demo MetaView by chance?
Of course, yeah. Shall I do this now?
I would love to see a demo on that. Yeah.
All right.
So, okay. Stacey, I mean, I've done the same similar thing to build out executive summaries. You can ask these tools, hey, what are the best interview questions? And even if you're a job seeker, what are the best interview questions to ask recruiters or sourcers, for example? Or what's the best interview questions to ask a Java full stack engineer with microservices experience? You know, like, and it will give you some suggestions. Now, it's not going to give you everything, but it's going to give you enough to where you get a head start on it. You know, like, it's a guideline. You don't want to, you don't want to take everything for 100% value.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You really have to be careful and always double check. I mean, so even with MetaView, I can totally tell that. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, if you ask for associations in nursing, for example, it'll give you some. It's not going to give you all of them. I have a lot in my archives up here that I know I can immediately go to, but I don't have to pull those out of the archives very often. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, we can go to MetaView in a second, but what I wanted to show is Voila. I'm not sure. Have you heard of Voila? Okay, a
I have
new
not.
Okay, great.
There's so many things out there right now. Again, it's like the great renaissance of AI and technology. Like the more that's out there, I mean, there's new and better stuff coming. And I thought Gemini wasn't gonna be out till like next year, but it came around and it's already been integrated. So I was like, okay, I'll mess around with it. So, but
There
yeah,
are a
show
lot
us.
of great tools out there. There are a lot of companies that are hesitant into, like you mentioned at the top of the show, into investing into AI tools due to the data privacy concerns. Even while we're booking out speakers for our next year's conference, and all the Tech Recruit shows, we consistently look for case studies on tools you've used and what the ROI was, like a pain point, 3 to 5 things you did to solve that pain point, and what the outcome was, and any tools that you used. And while we're like being able to test these tools, it's really hard to find that year end, this is what the outcome was, and the data that we've been able to, and the successes and the ROI on these tools. We're still at the tipping point, the spear pointing all of these tools and being able to try them out just now. So it's a very exciting time, a renaissance, as you said, Greg.
That's what I think about it as, because it's just like when ChatGPT hit, a lot of other technologies, a lot of other startups started just creating stuff. You can create your own chat, your custom GPTs and stuff like that. So yeah, it's crazy to see, but it's also good to see because it's making our jobs easier. And you can either embrace it or fear it. So I've chose to
Embrace.
embrace it.
Yeah.
Let's see this. Voila.
Voila. So, this is actually a new find, which is like, I have to get give the kudos here to Jan Tegte. He has a great newsletter, by the way. He's also got a subscription model for that, and it's like $50 a year. It's a brilliant investment, I have to say that.
That's
You
cheap.
can, I don't subscribe to anything, honestly. But the articles in there are gold worth. And there I came across Voila because he presented several text expander options. And you might know Magical or have heard of Magical or TextPlace and those sorts. And it lets you create a prompt kind of text expander thing, you know? So I'm just gonna share my screen here once more. So this is the Voila site, right? And first of all, I will show you how it looks like and then how you can create such a Voila prompt, right? So just go on my own site. And what I do here is just click on everything because I'm too lazy to just, copy everything like this. So I right click here, I go to Voila, and it already gives you some, prompt suggestions, like translate, rephrase, whatever, summarize, which is nice. But I want to send it to Voila to my own pre-made prompt, right? My own pre-made prompt is here, one of those selections. So I created a prompt which is called Candidate Outreach. Okay. So I click on this, and what it says here is craft a candidate outreach with warmth and humility. So I set the tone and style. Obviously, I talked a lot about this, how I should sound like, what my voice is. And as soon as I did that, I have here also a job description I can add or some details about the job I'm recruiting for, right? And now it gives me a very, very detailed outreach message I can just copy and paste from here. And it's actually extremely accurate, and we've sent details from my profile where I can definitely tell, okay, it's not a generic sort of snippeting, I hope this message finds you well sort of thing. But rather really details where I can see it has kind of read and taken the information from my profile, right? So I mentioned my tech stack, especially, for example, what else? I think here are some things it does do well. I haven't included, obviously, the job in here. We might change that now. And then you can just copy the whole thing and then paste into a message. So that's super, super easy. And the way you do it, is just really go to this site here, or you can also create a new action. But here I have the pre-filled sort of thing. Let's say you go to Canada, name it Candidate Outreach, set your tone. You can also put in here more custom instructions in terms of who are you, you know, what do you want to do with this? You can select the style if you want to be more creative or balanced or precise. So we take here precise, and then the output language, we can put this to. So here I put it on our auto. And let's say we are recruiting for a talent sourcing position at, let's say, Meta. You know, I mean, they laid off enough people, so maybe they're recruiting now too. Let's see. What else can we add? Company details, yada yada yada.
That's great, and I think that's kind of scary that it added that much detail, but again, AI can do that and it can do it well, so
it can do it
why well, not yeah. And I would, the only thing I would say is I would read through everything to make sure that it makes sense, because even though it does a great job of doing all that, it's still AI and it can make some strange mistakes. And the only reason I say that is because with Gemini, I mean, Gemini works great now, but as far as the images go, they had some issues because they made the diversity filter too good, that they were like pulling images from history, like, and it was kind of a mess. They over diversified some of the imaging stuff, so they had to go fix it. So there is such a thing as too much AI and too much automation. You always have to double check.
No, that's true. Also, a limit here is, as you can see here, 1,000 words. So what you might just do is go on the job description, copy and paste it into, let's say, ChatGPT and say, summarize this job description in, let's say, you know, what I do, I have left 500 words. No, yeah. 500 sign. Yeah.
So or summarize in three sentences, or just say what highlight this in three sentences, right? So
like that, and then insert it here, and then put it into action, right? So let's see if it takes that one now too. So let's do the same stuff all over again. Send to voila, take the candidate outreach. And now it gives me a bit of a different outreach already. Startup to global unicorn. Well, that's exactly my journey. I started in a startup and then got to a global unicorn scale up. So that's right. We're on the lookout for a talent source at Extraordinaire at Meta. Well, yeah, that's taken over. Yada, yada, yada. You and Meta could create some serious magic together. Well, it is super creative. I mean, the prompt. I said it should be creative. Okay.
It's also putting in emojis, right? So it's doing that automatically?
Let me see. What did I say?
The previous message. Look at the previous message.
I think I did say use emojis.
Okay, again, how annoying would it be to put those in?
Use emojis to add a playful touch. I did say
that.
I'm a very emoji kind of person. So that would be, honestly, that would be me.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Yeah. And That's the thing, is that it does that automatically instead of having to, you know, do the, you know, they would see, they would, the person would think that you're putting a lot of work behind this.
So. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I could probably even say mention some companies that are mentioned in the profile, or more custom instruction to personalize it even more. But I really like this one click touch it has to it. I really like that it's so easy to use. So it's very similar to the last thing I did present with Harper.ai, and I have seen that Srini is already, I think she was mentioning it, or you did, Stacey, I'm not sure, on the chat. But yeah, those one click kind of communication things, I really do love that. Yeah.
Would you mind copy and pasting the prompt that you had, so that people can kind of see how you set it up? Because people call this type of stuff prompt engineering. No, it's just telling the bots what to do.
That's just my own voice, and yeah. I I asked ChatGPT to tell me what voice I do have, and how I could translate this into a prompt, you know, because I wasn't even sure how I do sound, and it gave me sort of this, I refined it a little bit more, but then I was like, yeah, I am a little bit of humorous with a knack of irony, you know. A lot of emotions.
most of us AI nerds are, we're kind of sarcastic, so Did you have something else that you wanted to show as well? Because I got a lot of this stuff floating around in my head, but what was the other thing that Stacey had mentioned that you guys could talk about?
I'm just seeing a comment by Srini here, Chrome tabs management. Yeah, that's what I'm using. If anyone wondered what the colorful tabs are. Did you see this?
Oh no, show me. I would love to see that, because I got folders. I have
too many tabs open always. So I hope you can see this, right? Yeah. So yeah, this is my one for Duolingo Sources, right? So with one click, I can expand and click here. So if I have a new thing here, I click here, add tab to a group. Then I create a new group and say, let's say, sourcing. Give it a color.
None of those are going to work on my computer because I'm behind a firewall. That's great for my other one.
But I think this is a built-in feature from Chrome.
Oh, really? Well, still.
Because you don't have to add anything. It's not a Chrome extension. It's built-in. You don't have to add anything.
I'll check it out and see if I can get that bypass.
That gets me so much more structured, because I have so many tabs open, and sometimes I don't want to really close tabs, you know. And even the Start Me page has helped me a lot to organize myself in a better way. But oh god, yeah. Now we covered a lot of different tools today. It was kind of a colorful chat today.
We might have to do another one of these, huh, Stacey?
Probably.
Yeah. But did you want to show, are you able to show MetaView? Because they're one of our sponsors, and I would love to, I haven't quite seen the demo of their tool, but it would be great to see something. If you can show it, if there's any data privacy concerns.
I'm just going to check here. God, yeah. Demo interview. Let me see if. Let me just check real quick. Maybe Greg can take over.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. There is actually a demo which they have in here, which I can show. Let me just quickly share my screen here again.
It's MetaViewer. Right?
MetaView. Really cool tool. Oh my god, I love it. So you have here my interviews, obviously can't share really, Then you have shared with me. I don't have that yet, but here is the demo interview. So I'm going to show this one here because this is exactly how it would look from you. So you would add
behind the firewall
the email address notes@metaview.ai to your Zoom meeting or Google Meet. I usually use Google Meet. And then just invited to the online meeting. And then it's kind of like a participant. This is why I always say, hey, short disclaimer, this is not a third person party here in the secret bag. But this is my AI note taker. And this helps me to really focus on you as an interviewee. So it actually structures your interview into the questions you did say, but then also it gives you usually like the skills that were mentioned, the experience summary, compensation expectations, follow-up instructions. How did you leave the candidate with what instructions and stuff. So this is basically the overview you're having here, and of course you can choose the length, obviously, to make it short, make it mid-sized, make it long, have it a little bit more in a written out form or as bullet points. Yeah, there are a couple of things that you can use. As you talk about the candidate, you can also just say they, which is quite nice because you instantly have some, you know, more of a diversity character to the whole summary you're giving your hiring managers, yeah, instead of he or she. And also you can choose the language, which is super nice because currently I am doing a lot of interviews in German. However, I have to report to a English-speaking hiring manager. So it translates the whole thing for me. And I don't even have to do any of that. It automatically does it. And then I just copy the text from here. I can also download it as a whole PDF, but and whenever I have any question, I can type in here, what did the candidate say about his sales experience, for example. I'm not sure if the demo,
you can ask you questions about the, that's awesome. So
you're... couldn't gather in a, yeah, because obviously this is a demo. Probably
so they does talk this about it. Does this take notes on the conversation that you have with the candidate as you're doing it,
or it does, but it also, first of all, it transcribes it here, you know, so okay. It divides it into who's speaking, right? So you can actually have the whole interview as it's in itself as a transcript, and the summary is in this section on the left. Then if you still got any questions, you can use this assistant sort of thing. That's how it works, basically, you know. So it's super easy and simple, so there's not a lot, you know, stuff.
That's both cool and scary at the same time, because because it's recording your conversation, obviously. You've got all this information at your disposal, but and it's super intuitive, but it's basically recording everything you say. So I'm glad we're using it for good, though. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah,
this could be an instrumental tool also just for employer branding purposes, because if you're recording and storing these interviews, a hiring manager can go through. There was actually a case study at our Silicon Valley Tech Recruit Conference where one of the talent acquisition managers who was brought into a company, a very large organization, was trying to amplify their brand. And how were they not retaining? Why was there low turnout or conversion on the offers? And so they found that going through the interview process with the recruiters and the hiring managers, there are certain managers who are excellent at describing the position and the company, and they're ones that were not so excellent at doing so. So being able to audit those interviews enabled them to create a training program around being able to amplify and better convert those offers into accepts. Great tool.
Yeah. And right now, I mean, having that conversation, having that brand, it's more about messaging and what you're messaging, not necessarily about hunting down the right talent anymore, because it's such a strange job market right now. If you don't have the right message, if your messaging sucks, or if it's not connected to the right audience, you're not going to get the interest. You know, like passive candidates are still passive. You've got to tell them about the job, tell them about really what they're going to be doing, and be more of a career advisor than we've ever had to in the past. If you're just working to eliminate people, you're not going to find success.
So true. There's definitely a marketing shift. And there was also a question about the disclosure laws with transcription note-taking and call recording. So I always ask people if they're okay with this. And if they're not, I obviously switch it off. That's totally fine. I never really had someone, though, who said, oh, that's not cool with me. Rather, people were like, oh my God, this is awesome. Can you show me? Which was actually quite nice. But of course, you always need to know upfront where is the whole transcription or even the interview stored. And that's a thing by MetaView. But obviously, MetaView has been designed for recruiting and recruiters. So that's quite nice. And I think it's pretty cheap. So someone said featuring cost-effective options. Thanks for that. And yeah, I can definitely feel that. So I think that was like $50 or $60 a month, but also only because I didn't want to commit to a year, because sometimes I really want to test it out before. But so far, it has saved me hours over hours. So that's been super, super amazing for myself, honestly.
Yeah, I can see there's a lot of power behind this. So, and again, let's not fear technology. Let's utilize it and make us more effective at what we're doing. Because if we can save time, we can call more people, we can help more job seekers, and we can find them jobs. And that's my biggest challenge, is finding the time to talk to everybody I want to. So, people appreciate it. People appreciate getting a call or having an interview, because there's so many people right now that are just applying to jobs and not hearing anything. So if you can get them on the phone, or you can get them on a computer and get them excited about a job, and it's right aligned with what they're doing. I mean, that's why we do this, right?
Well, that's where recruiters really have so much impact. Also, that and understanding the economic disadvantages of certain regions and how you can specifically do searches in those demographics and in those geographical regions to elevate certain economies. And the power there with that diversity challenges is huge. And that's a huge impact that recruiters can actually make. We have 5 minutes left of the show. Well, 4 minutes left of the show. I want to wrap this up with some questions to our panelists here. We are looking towards 2024. Oh gosh, we're like quarter two already. Here being it being in April, as you're looking forward, are there maybe your top tools that you're really excited about maybe bringing into your stack? Sandra, I'll start with you. What would you say maybe your top two or three tools are that you just really like to have
in the future, or that I just introduced? I'm not sure.
I guess that you are using, that you'll be using the next today through the next year.
Yeah. What are you using now? My God. I have quite a few on my list. And actually, one was presented by Aaron Matthews in one of the past shows. And that actually was the reason why I even noticed it. So it's so worth following Dueling Sorcerers because you get so much inspiration from it. And the tool that she mentioned was 11labs.io. And I tried this out and it was freaking good. It was a voice cloning thing. Just talking about diversity, there's a lot of neurodiversity awareness now coming up, and I hope this increases much more. So what we should be aware of is that not everyone likes to read, you know, outreach messages. They're just overwhelmed with so much text, a lot of clunkiness involved anyways. Are they just on the go? They just want to listen to something. But obviously, it's super, super annoying to record the whole message over again for each and every candidate. So that's not scalable. And you can't automate it. But there's 11 labs. So thank you, Aaron.
What was the name of it? Could you enter the name of it? Because I want to take a look at that if it's about voice cloning.
So
11 labs. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So what I did actually was take an interview by me that was recorded, which was funny enough. Just upload it into 11labs.io and make it clone my voice, and then you just can type, you know, anything.
That sounds awesome. The
tab and ask it to say this or that, and it sounds so real. And when I tested it, I was sitting on the couch next to my boyfriend and I was just typing stuff in, and he's like, what'd you say? I'm not gonna repeat what I did type in, but it was funny enough.
We should have done this before April 4th.
Right.
I could have done that.
11 labs. And how about Greg? Because I got a call in a minute. Sorry.
yeah. Gemini is something that I'm going to be looking into. And doing comparative analysis with ChatGPT, because if we can have two tools that we can do this type of stuff with, we're going to be much more effective. So, yeah.
Awesome. I'm going to echo that. ChatGPT is, I feel like every single process I have, any of the process I have my crew doing, I integrate ChatGPT into it. And I'm like, don't even guess. Don't even try to do it. Don't try to write that. Just put in ChatGPT and then, you know, put what that says.
Just ask the robot.
Yeah, ask the robot. Anyway. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us for the Dueling Sorcerers Show. If you have any additional questions for Sandra or Greg, please reach out to them. You can find them on LinkedIn. Thank them for their time. We really appreciate all of you being here. And until next time, we're here every first Tuesday of the month. You can find the recording for this show at techrecruit.io. And we will see you next time. Be kind to each other. Bye-bye.